Okay, go. Here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Naso, post Shavuos, Tavshin Ayin Tes. Our learning should be in Zchus for Fur Shlema, for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Bat Yo Besoch Shachoy Yisrael Davin Henech Mordechai Befeira Simcha Besoch Shachoy Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Mori Naim, the Chernobyl Rebbe. Eda Bersha Moshe Lema Naso Esosh Bnei Gershom Gamhem Lebeis Avosam Mishpachosam. Take a census of the sons of Gershom and raise up their heads. Count them. And the Mori Naim has a beautiful idea. What's the deeper pshat of Naso Es Rosh? And it's such a very beautiful insight, especially coming now the day after Shavuos. He says, Naso es rosh. Naso, lift up the word es. Meaning, es is aleph to tuf. Aleph tuf is a code word for the chaf beis osios. He says, at the end of the day, Naso es rosh means every single Jew is connected to the Torah. Every single Jew is connected and chayev to lift up his chelik in Torah. Naso es rosh, hiya Torah, sheyeshba chaf beis osios, me aleph va'ad tuf. Naso es rosh, right? Other svarim say Chiddush Arim says Ben Ishchai says Naso es rosh. The lift up the word rosh is after rosh is shin is aleph is beis is Shabbos. But here the Mori Naim says Naso es, lift up your Torah, use your crown of your Torah and connect it. And the Belzer Rebbe actually says that at the end of the day, each one of us have our own chelik in Torah. And even the Jews who feel like that maybe they're not so geshmak, there's rosh b'nei gershom gamhim. The Jews who feel like they're gerush, they're pushed away or they're low. Gam heim, they also have a chelik in Torah. Naso es rosh b'nei gershom gam heim. Everyone has their own chelik in Torah. We say v'sein chelkeinu b'sor secha. The Alshach says a beautiful insight of the Mori Naim and the Belzer Rebbe to tell us even you might think that you might have messed up that your chelik in Torah is not precious. No, b'nei gershom gam heim. Your chelik in Torah, you're learning Torah, you're keeping the Torah is so precious to the Rabbeinu Shem. Moving on to idea number two. Finally, moving on to idea number two, comes from the Zera Kodesh of Rapshitz, the Rapshitz Rebbe. Last pasuk in Shlishi, talking about Me'ilav Ish es Kadoshav Lo Yiyu, Ish Asher Yitein LaKoin Lo Yiyah. A man's holies shall be his, and what a man gives to the coin, it will be the coins. Says the Zera Kodesh, what's the deeper pshat here? What's the deeper pshat on the words Lo Yiyu? So he says, sometimes in life we think we have to change others, and then we'll change ourselves. Zara Kodesh says, no. Lo yihiyu. The more you sanctify yourself, the more a Jew works upon themselves, then you're able to affect others. Right? As Chazal say, the kashit atzbacha tchila, and then you could kashit acherim. Our job in this world is to work on ourselves. Stop focusing on others. And that's exactly what he says here. Ish es kadoshav, lo yihiyu. Worry about your own kedusha. Worry about your own avodas Hashem. Make sure you're always constantly on fire. And this reminded me of a beautiful insight from the Vilna Gaon. His student in the Dumna Maga once came to the Grun and says, Rebbe, how do you affect others? How do you affect and inspire others? And he said, the Vilna Gaon said beautifully, he says, the Pasuk says in Perek 23, chapter Chav Gimel, that we have to be a Koisi Revaya, an overflowing cup. He says, when a Jew is an overflowing cup, all the little cups that he comes in contact with will also get the fire, we'll get the spillage, if that's a word, we'll get the drops from your overflowing cup. But we have to constantly be working on ourselves. If working on ourselves, then we'll spill over to everyone that we meet. And that was actually the word we said last week from the Avodas Yisrael, right? Ki adam la'amal yula, the pasuk says we're in this word to work. It says the Avodas Yisrael of kushnitz ramaget la'amal stands for lilmod amanas lami. We learn in order to teach. We build up ourselves to be able to learn in order to spread to others. But first, we have to learn for ourselves. And then we could spread it to others. A beautiful insight of the Rabbishitz Rebbe and the Gra and the Avodah Shalom. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Imre Emes, the son of the Sfas Emes. The Pasuk says, by the Nazir, Paragvel, Pasuk Beis, Daber B'nei Yisrael, Imarta Aleyam, Ish O Isha Kiyafli, Nindor, Nezer, Nedor, Nazir, Lazir, Lashem. All right, we talk about the whole concept of Sota. And then we get to the concept of Nazir. And Rashi says on the right over there, Nader, Nazir, Ein Nazir B'chomakam, Ela Prisha. Anytime you see the word nazir in the Torah, it means to separate, to remove oneself. And says the Imre Emes, what's the deeper pshat here, to remove oneself? The Imre Emes says that a Jew's avoda in this world is to be mekadesh the chol, is to sanctify the physicality. At the end of the day, if we might be going to the park and having a catch, beautiful, it's part of avodas Hashem, enjoy time with your family, but to make sure to do it in a Jewish way. To make sure to shmir seinayim, to make sure make brachos, to be able to make sure that are midos and to make this something so physical, and you can make it so and you make it mamish spiritual and ruchnius. And this is exactly the insight of the pri ha'aretz, right? The pri ha'aretz is Rabbi Nachum Mendel of the Tepsk, from the Tzadikim of the Tamid of the Baal Shem Tov. He's buried in Tveria. So the Darchei Noam, the son of Rebbe, writes, he quotes the pre-arts in the sixth letter, and he says that at the end of the day, when a Jew realizes he's filled with gashmis and the Torah is not affecting him, what does he have to do? He has to throw himself into Torah. When you throw yourself into Torah, you have the light of creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid the light from creation into the Torah. A Jew's job in this world is to find the ruchnius in all the gashmis. But it says the Pirates, even when we feel very physical, it's time to take a break from the physical world. You need to throw yourselves into the Torah. Because the Ora Gunas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid the hidden light, the spiritual hidden light from the time of creation into the Torah. And he says, "Yachad im achipas ba'achar chipas." You constantly look for the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. A beautiful insight of the Emor Yemes to make sure that we're mekadosh everything. And this is actually the halacha. Shulchan Aruch codifies it. Simnish Reish Laman Aleph. Everything we do in Gashmis to make sure that's ruchnius. But says the Rabbi Nachum Mendel of the Tepsk and the Priya Aretz to be able to make sure that each one of us are working on ourselves, constantly connecting ourselves to the Torah, to the spiritual hidden light found in the Torah. Moving on to idea number 4. Still saying by the Nazir. Idea number 4, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. B'yom alos yimein Izri avioso. When the days of his consecration are fulfilled, he shall bring himself. The Pasuk says, Yavo, he shall come. Why does the Torah use the expression Yavi Oso, that he should bring him? He's bringing himself. What's Yavi Oso? He's to bring himself. Just say Yavi, Yavo. What's Yavi Oso? And the Meshech Chachma says, it's such a beautiful idea. Is the Nazir bringing someone along with him? He says, no. At the end of the day, the Nazir is a different person. When he goes through the Naziris, when he goes through those days that he took a break from the physical world, from the haircuts, from the grapes, from the wine, he become a different person. Only then, once he goes through that transformation, he's able to bring him. Who's him? It's himself. He's a Beria Chadasha. He writes so beautifully. Maybe Ish Acher. He's bringing a different person. Like the Rambam says, when a person does tshuva, you're bringing a different person to the table. You're bringing a different person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, each and every one of us become a Birya Chadasha. And that's exactly what the Meshech Chachma says. Yavi Oso means Kimevi Ish Acher. The Nazir now fills up his days of Zeros. Yavi Oso becomes a different person. Each and every one of us, we're not the same people that when we went into Shavuos. We go through a Pesach, you go through a Sfiras Omer, you go through a Matzah Torah. We're different people. We're different people. And that's how we have to live our lives, now going, especially going into the summer. Every single day, it's a new day. The Kujat Ser Magid is a beautiful insight in Shavuos. The Pasuk says, B'yom Azeh Baal Midbar Sinai. And that day we got to Midbar Sinai. Rashi says, "Shu'divrei Torah Chadashim Alecha Ki'ilu Hayom Nisnam." Every single day we have to view as if the Torah was given to us that day. And he says, "Why was the Torah given to us in the Midbar? Why on Midbar? Because the Midbar is reik. There's nothing there, and that's how a Jew has to live their life." Kamheim Chashu Atzam Kemidbar Shelo Hischilu Bavos Hashem Klal. We didn't. We were just starting. Every single day, it's a new Kabbalah Torah. It's a new. It's the refresher. Obviously, we want to have that consistency, but at the end of the day, to be able to view that the Chasna is happening every single day, especially now, Isru Chag, we're in Sheva Brachas after the wedding. Every single day, we're in Sheva Brachas of connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The beautiful insight from the Meshech Chachma and the Avodas Yisrael of the Kujat Ser Magid. Finally, the fifth and final idea comes to us from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Quote in the Sefer Kol Ram. Kol Ram, excuse me, is a new Sefer, new tires that they found from Rav Moshe. They put into a Sefer. I highly, highly recommend the Sefer. And they're beautiful tires. So the Pasuk says at the end of the Parsha, Zayin Peidal Pehei, Ka'aras Kesef, Shtemesre Kesef, Hakelim, Alpayim, Arba Meos, Peshekel, Kodesh, right? It's this, the inauguration of the Mizveach and all these, the different presents that was brought for it. Rashi says in the Divrei Masechta, Kol Kesef, that Lamedcha shall you claim Beis HaMikdash Mechuvanam Bemishkalim. All the things of the Beis HaMikdash were precise in their weight. Shulkan Echad Echad, the Shulkan Kulan Ke'echad. They were weighed separately, and then they were weighed together. It says Rav Moshe, why in was Rashi telling us, or what's the Divrei Pshat here, that they were weighed separately, and then when you weigh them together, they were the same weight. Who cares? So Rav Moshe says, we have to look at a deeper Pshat in its own Avodas Hashem. A Jew's conduct in his private life must match his public behavior. Some people are more careful when they're in public. Some people are more careful when they're in private. At the end of the day, our Jew's attitude, a Jew's way of life, should be consistent. Whether they be singled out or they're together, whether you're in your own home or you're together in the public, says Rav Moshe, the lesson from this Rashi, the lesson why all these things were counted separately and all together, is to show us the midah of consistency. And that's exactly what the Ein Yaakov, the great sefer on the Midrashim, quotes the Medrash, what's the most important pasuk in the Torah, right? And the different mefarshim say it's Rishma Yisrael. But you know, famously, Ben Joma says, "Es a keves achat hasavavokev, es a keves achat haseban erbaim." The lamb that was born in the morning, the lamb that was born in the afternoon, that is the most important pasuk. Parenthetically, they say that Medrash doesn't exist, but the idea exists, and Yaakov says. That's the most important pasuk in the entire Torah. Learning in the little in the morning, learning in the little in the afternoon, Shachris min chamarav, feeling davak to Hashem, whether you go to work, whether you go to school, wherever it is, having the consistent relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that, says Rav Moshe, is the idea at the end of the parsha. Let's just review these five ideas on Noso and post Shavuos Tashin Ayin Test. First idea was the Mori Naim, Noso es Rosh, lift up S. What's S? Lift up the S, the Osios, make sure that we're obligated now to commit ourselves to love the Torah, Aleph to Tuf. The Belzer Rebbe says, even Gamhim, B'nei Shom Gamhim, even the Jews who feel like they know the Shechus to the Torah, no, you also, B'nei Gershom Gamhim, you also have a Chedek to the Torah. Idea number two, Zerakudosh says, the Pazik says, Lo Yiyu, by Me'ila. First you have to take care of your own Kedoshim, then you could care about others. First you have to look at your own Neshama, and then you could care about others. And that's exactly what the Grub told the Dubin Magid, who said, you want to know how to affect Klal Yisrael? First work on yourself, be an overflowing cup, and then you could affect others. The third idea of the Emre Emes, right, he quotes the Rashi, Ein Nizira Ela Prisha, right? Anytime it says the word Nizira, it refers to separating. And Emre Emes says that our job in this world is to be able to make sure to take everything physical, to make it spiritual, find the Kedusha, like the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Reish Lamed Aleph. And the Pre-Arts tells us that if we feel like we're in a Gash Mystica place, we have to plunge ourselves, throw ourselves into the Torah, that the Torah Scha Besoch Mea, that the Torah should become our intestines, we're one with the Torah, to throw ourselves into the Chodesh Baruch Hu, Vaaday will help us get out of that physical place. The fourth idea, the Meshech Chachma, why does it say the words Yavi Oso? Who's the Nazir bringing at the end of his days? Yavi Oso, who's bringing him? Says the Meshech Chachma, he's bringing a different person. He's bringing himself, k'mevi ish acher, when he's done going through that spiritual process, he became a different person. That's what Shavuos is all about. We go through Yontif, we go through davening and tefillah, we're different people, we're different neshamas. And that's what the Avodah Yisrael tells us on Shavuos, that at the end of the day, each one of us, we get the Torah anew, we have to view it as a midbar, and we're starting again, we're starting once again, we're starting our relationship, our connection, our transformation, once again with Rabbeinu Shem, especially now the days after Shavuos. And finally, the fifth and final idea, Rav Moshe says, why did all the things brought for the Mizbeach, the inauguration of the Mizbeach, Chalukas HaMizbeach, it had to be counted separately and then together, right, individually and then together? Rav Moshe says, to be able to tell us, very important insight, that a Jew's job is supposed to be individualistic, and also a Jew's job is supposed to be in the public, to act one way as a Jew inside your home and outside your home, to be consistent. And that's the Ein Yaakov, the most important pasuk in the Torah, is Esakeves HaChat HaSebaboker, to bring that carbon in the morning, to be good in the morning, to be good in the afternoon, to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hashem should bless us, to be able to connect ourselves to the Torah, to be able to make sure we're constantly working on ourselves, and then we can focus on others, to be able to make sure that we're always finding the Kedusha, the holiness, and especially the physical things, and to find the Kedusha obviously in the spiritual things, to be able to make sure we're constantly renewing ourselves, we become different people, and we're consistent people. Be'ez Hashem and Arbor Hashem. Al Gudin Isruchag Tafshin Ayin Tafshin Shkoich.